Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday online devotional. And good to see you. Tonight we'll have our second Wednesday worship service. So each Wednesday at 7 o'clock during the summer, July and August, we will have a Wednesday 7 p.m. worship service that mirrors the Sunday worship service for those who may be out of town on the weekend and would like to come to church. So I hope you can come tonight. My sister Vicki Truitt is here from Florida, and she'll be doing a mini concert as well tonight. And so something a little different, and then we'll have our normal message and so on. So this weekend again, Saturday is the community breakfast starting at 9 o'clock, and tomorrow night at 7 we'll be in our fourth week of studying the book of Jude, and that will conclude next Thursday, July 20th. So hope you'll come out for the Bible study, church this evening, and of course Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for our regular worship service. We've been looking at a book on What is a Healthy Church by Mark Dever, and just kind of looking at a couple different aspects from the book. And this morning we're really going to talk about what a church is not. Some people came to see Jesus in Mark chapter 3. And they said to Jesus, your mother and brothers are outside. And so Jesus answered and said, who are my mothers and brothers? Mark 3:33. Who are my mother and my brothers? And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. So what is a church and what is a church not? What isn't a church, right? The church is not a building or a location. The church is not just the pastor. The church isn't the music. It's not even those things. What the church is the people of God or the body of Christ. Mark Dever said, we are a people who gather. So the church is a people of God who gathers to worship God. He says, the church is people who serve, train, and teach one another. So the body of Christ, some say the bride of Christ, but the church is people, not a building. So we need to think about that. I often grow concerned when we misunderstand what the church is and what it's for, and if we lapse into our own agendas of what the church is. So a church is not a place, not a building, it's people. That's what Jesus said. It's those who gather around me. So they brought his mom, and some of his brothers were there. And they said, hey, your family's outside. And Jesus essentially says, no, the people sitting here on the ground as we're sharing the Bible and praying together and hearing the word, these are my family. This is the church. In Ephesians 5:25, the Bible says, Christ loved the church and gave up himself for her. Mike Dever notes that Jesus died for people, not a place, right? He died for people because we are the church. People are the church. I was listening to Greg Laurie this morning on the radio, and he said the church has three E's. A place where we exalt God, a place where we edify the church or the body of believers, and it's a place where we evangelize. So exalt God, edify one another, and evangelize others. Now, we evangelize not just inside the four walls of the building, but I think he's got a good summary there of what the body of Christ or the church is. A place where we exalt God, we edify one another, and we evangelize. So I hope you belong to a church. If you're watching this morning, I hope you understand. The church is far more than a building. We have a beautiful building here, but the building is not the church. It's a place but the church's people. Jesus did not die on the cross for a building or a place, but he died for people like you and me. Lord, we thank you for the church, the body of Christ, and that we have the privilege of being a part of your family. And Lord, help us to understand, and may this resonate with all who listen today. Help us to have a better understanding of who we are as the body of Christ, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, if you weren't in church this past Sunday, I hope to see you tonight in the chapel. It's air-conditioned, and my sister will be sharing some music with us, and you'll hear the Word of God, of course, and we look forward to tomorrow night's Bible study, the community breakfast Saturday at 9, and of course, the summer schedule of worship service at 10 a.m. God bless you. Have a great day. Stay cool today. Bye now.